The United States is still seeking information from Russia about the mysterious gas used to end a hostage drama in a Moscow theater on Saturday. The U.S. ambassador to Moscow says Russia's failure to disclose the information may have cost lives, but the Bush administration has stopped short of criticizing Russia for the way it dealt with the crisis. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Ambassador Alexander Vershbo told reporters in Moscow that with a little more information, at least a few more of the hostages may have survived the theater takeover. That was the closest any U.S. official has come to criticizing Russian authorities. One U.S. State Department official said the ambassador was expressing his own opinion. The Bush administration blames the terrorists for the tragedy and is not second-guessing Russia's response. As State Department spokesman Richard Boucher put it, there were no good options.
The Russian government was faced with a difficult dilemma as a result of this cruel terrorist act. There was no easy way out of this situation, which armed terrorists were threatening the lives of so many people.
One American is known to have died from the gas that was used to end the hostage drama, Sandy Booker of Oklahoma City, who was visiting his Russian fiancé. Another American is recuperating in the hospital, according to the State Department. An arms control expert with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, Rose Gottemuller, says there are several reasons why the Bush administration has not criticized Russia for using the gas that killed and injured hundreds. Part of the problem, she says, is that it's not clear yet whether Russia violated the terms of an international chemical weapons treaty.
Some experts are saying that it clearly has extended incapacitating effects and so should be a problem under the Chemical Weapons Convention. Other experts are saying, look, there are riot control agents that police use for dealing with situations of this kind, and so this gas perhaps would be acceptable under the Chemical Weapons Convention. So I think part of the issue is that this is a gray area.
And there's the overall U.S.-Russian relationship to think about. The U.S. is trying to persuade Russia to support a new U.N. resolution on Iraq and is relying on Moscow's help in the war on terrorism. Celeste Wallander of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the hostage drama carried out by Chechens puts the Bush administration in an awkward place.
We've relied on Russian assistance in Afghanistan to fight the manifestation of terrorism that we dealt with. But we've also tried to balance that with pointing out to the Russian government that the way it is conducting its war in Chechnya does not meet international standards. It has included violations of human rights. It hasn't been militarily effective, and it may itself be fueling new rounds of terrorism and new forms of terrorism. With the hostage taking, it becomes much more difficult for the United States to maintain that balance.
Wallander says there's a danger the U.S. will turn a blind eye to what's happening in Chechnya, something Michael McFaul of Stanford's Hoover Institution says is already happening.
The way that we fight terrorism will in many ways determine whether we win this war or not. That's what troubles me about our silence on this.
But many analysts question how much influence the U.S. can have with Russia at a time when the Bush administration's main policy is the war on terrorism. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.